Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. When social people get together, they get, well, social. IBM Connect will be buzzing with activities around social this year, both online as well as on-site. And who better to tell us all about it than Colleen Burns, who, with her team, has been working flat out for the last few months to pull it all together. Let's hope she can get lots of people to be social online. Makes it so much more fun for those of us stuck at home following it all through the social streams. Hello, Colleen.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm great, thank you for having me on.
So, can you tell us where you are right now?
I am actually sitting in my home office, probably 20 minutes from the Swan and Dolphin.
Ooh.
And I'm surrounded by boxes of giveaways and fun stuff for the social cafe, so we'll be heading over there and unloading them soon.
Oh, have you already been there?
No, I haven't been over there yet. We had a team meeting back there in November, okay. And it was funny because I tweeted about it, and folks said, "Nothing changes year to year. Why are you even there?"
But you're 20 minutes out, and you have not been there yet this week. So even for you, it's going to be new to get there today.
It is. And watching all the Twitter feeds and Facebook updates of people arriving, I'm getting excited already.
Yeah. So what's the weather like right now?
Okay. I cannot be blamed for the weather. I've probably gotten more emails and questions about what the temperatures are like than anything else. It's unfortunately cold, but it's sunny. But it is sunny, and we have palm trees. So.
And I'm sure it will be warm up as soon as everybody's there. Has to be with all the geeks.
I'm hoping, but we spend so much time indoors anyway.
Okay. So you work for IBM. Can you just shortly explain what your role is for IBM?
Sure. For the past several months, my role has been almost completely focused on social media strategy for IBM Connect. And I work with influencer relations. That's a big part of my job, working with our SMEs and our thought leaders and working with Oliver Hines with our IBM champions.
Okay, and SMEs?
Yes, those are our subject matter experts in areas around social business and our products.
Okay. And those are people from within IBM or business partners or customers or?
It's actually a combination of internal and external. So it's some of our IBMers as well as business partners and customers.
You just said that you've been working on the conference for the last couple of months already. What's going to be your role during the conference? What are you going to be doing there?
Well, we've got a variety of things going on this year. And a couple of new things that are particularly exciting. We have this thing, and it just kicked off today, so your timing's really good. It's IBM Connect the Game.
Okay.
And what we're doing this year is we're working with our business partner, Bunchball, and taking gamification to a whole new level of our conference. So we have, starting today, once you register in the Connect Online tool, you associate your Twitter ID and your Instagram ID. Once you do that, you are automatically in the game. And you earn points in this game. And it's interesting because it's an individual play, but it's also a team play. So you earn points individually for doing things like using specific hashtags. Hashtag IBM Connect is huge. That's our conference hashtag. We also have an IBM champ game. There's a variety of different hashtags that you can use to earn points. But then you also earn points on site by attending different sessions, by playing different games. And so there's a combination there. You've got the online, but you also have the in-person. And then there's the teaming element of it. So all attendees are going to be divided into four groups. You've got the red, yellow, blue, and green team. And you have to find ways to actually work with your teammates to increase your team's points. So there will be a team prize at the end, but there'll be daily individual prizes as well.
Okay. And how do you know in which team you are? Are the badges colored or?
There will be, at registration, you will find out your color and you will receive a glow stick in your color. And we're telling everyone to bring those glow sticks to the opening general session. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We have a lot of things going on around the colors.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You said there were going to be points for attending the sessions. Do they use Foursquare for that, or is it physical points?
Yeah,
How do they get them?
it's physical points. So they will be badge readers. You will be checked in, and it's specific sessions. Or actually, it's more of if you go to like the user development lab, or if you come down. For example, one of the fun things we're doing in the social cafe, if you participate in our Lego building challenge on Sunday night, you will get points for the team that wins. But you'll get individual points as well.
I know Warren Elsmore was coming, who's of course the guy to talk about Lego. So I guess he's the one doing the Lego challenge then on Sunday night.
Yes, I am really excited that Warren's coming over. He's a former IBM champion, as you know, who has now in the past year, left his IT career to start a career with Lego. It's amazing. So he's coming over, and we have him working on several different projects. One of them, like I mentioned on Sunday night, is this team challenge where each of the teams, you have to find four people from your color to join a team, and you have a limited time period to build a tower and see which team can build the tallest tower in that time. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, and that event will be hosted or emceed by our social host, Veronica Belmont. And then on Monday evening, he will be making caricatures with his Legos of our IBM champions. So I think that'll be a lot of fun as well.
A Lego character. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you've gone to many places where they've drawn your caricature, but instead now we're actually making them out of Legos.
Absolutely. I would love to see pictures of that. So I'm hoping that a lot of folks will be tweeting that.
If they tweet them with the hashtag IBM champ, because they'll earn points for that too.
So you were talking about the social cafes. Can you just explain a bit for the people that have never been to IBM Connect what a social cafe is and what that means?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually it's bigger and better than any other year we've done this, and that's I'm really excited about it. We have a space set down on the solution showcase floor, and it's a cafe that we're setting up. We have our cafe in the middle. We'll be serving coffee. There are monitors that show live streams of Twitter and Instagram. We'll have leaderboards showing who's winning in the game, showing who our leaders are, and the names will come up to the top. We'll be showing live stream down there. And we have a cafe set up where people can come down, sit at the cafe, get a cup of coffee, plug in, have internet connection. So that'll be, that alone will be a draw. I mean, caffeine and power. What more does anybody want? But then we also have, we're going to have a photo area, a photo op area, which is going to be really fun with a green screen, different backdrops. People can come in and take some really fun group pictures. We have our Lego activities going on during the week. I think on later in the week, he's also going to be making Lego badges. I think that'll be a pretty big draw. And then we also have in that same area, we have a theater set up. And that's where we have our social buzz chats. And those are 30-minute sessions, Monday through Wednesday, where we have authors and innovative thinkers who come in and have very informal pitches. They're really conversations, they're chats, talking about topics that are really pertinent to businesses and individuals.
So it sounds like there's a lot of things going on at Social Cafe, and like it's going to be a great, well, draw in for people, especially the power, to be honest. Finding power outlets at Connect can be quite a challenge. But you said there was more. What else is there to do?
Well, we also have the IBM Social Business Engagement Center, and this is a new center that's been created. It's a touch screen that shows different kinds of segmented metrics that are coming out of the conference. So we'll see who's on the analyst leaderboard. We can hone in and see which conversations and topics are hot at that moment. And it's really neat, because there is an online, you can see it online. So it's not only people who are at the conference, but what's really great about it is that it draws people who aren't at the conference in. You can go to it online and see what those hot topics are that are being talked about at the conference right now, see the photos that are going up on Instagram. It's a very, very neat tool that I'm excited to see and play with.
Great. And you said it's online. Is it already available or will it become available once the conference starts?
It will be available starting this weekend. And if you follow hashtag IBM Connect, you'll see that we'll be promoting it.
I can't wait to see those statistics. I would love to know what is the hot topic of the moment for the people that are there, as well as for all the people outside.
I am too. And I think it's what's really neat about this is it's an aggregated look. So, like I said, we'll have a selection that just shows, in fact, our IBM champions, I believe, is one of the areas that you can hone in on and see exactly what our IBM champions are talking about.
Looking at the conference for this year, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, that's a great question. What am I looking forward to the most? There's a few things, actually, that I'm really excited about. Jay Baer, for example, is going to be the conference host. As you know, Connect, Lotusphere, there's never been a conference host. This is a first. I spoke with Jay yesterday. I'll put a little plug in for the IBM Social Business Insights blog. I'll be writing that blog today. But I interviewed him yesterday, and he is fascinating. Just a really interesting guy who can talk to both the marketing side of the house and also the technical side of the house. I mean, he just really gets social. So I think it'll be very interesting to hear him on stage.
Okay, and
I'm also.
he will be tying the whole conversation together from the different sessions and speakers.
Yes, that's my understanding. That's the role he's going to play on Monday and Tuesday in the opening sessions. But he also has a very strong background working with HR as well. So he's just a really, I think he's probably the perfect person to come in and tie all of that together in our general session. And I think people are going to be really surprised and excited that he's there.
As I see it right now, I think you are going to be really, really busy this week. Do you get any time for yourself, or do you just expect to be there 100%?
Oh, I think there'll be time for everything. We're going to be very busy in the social cafe. But honestly, if I wasn't managing the whole cafe, I'd be there enjoying it. So I don't look at it as work. It's really I look at it as a bit of a reunion too. I mean, seeing so many friends that we get to see what once a year, and I am terribly disappointed that you are not among them.
Oh, yes. Well, I hate not to be there, but who knows next year?
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. And any of the social going on outside of the social cafe? Do you get to see kimonos, for instance, or do you go anywhere?
I think I might be caught at kimonos once or twice or three times while we're there.
Okay.
But I vow to say, not on stage.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. You said it online now, so I'm sure somebody is going to try and trick you to get on stage and do a little bit of a karaoke.
Well, the funny thing is, we have, as part of the game, there are mad hatters that people will see around the conference wearing these big stovetop hats in different colors. And the mad hatters actually can give out points for specific activities. And there's been some discussion about possibly awarding points to people up on stage at kimonos. So we'll see.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, well, Colleen, thank you so much for making the time to have this conversation. Good luck next week, or, well, I guess good luck starting from now when you're leaving for the conference this
I am.
afternoon. Keep us
Well,
all posted on the social stuff, and I look forward to hearing a lot about the conference.
excellent. Thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing your podcasts.